I want to thank Brother George for his sincere prayer and for each one of you who have been praying. We would ask you to continue to pray that God's will be done this morning and his name would be glorified. I'd like to ask Brother Donald to take the black hymnal and lead us in page 654. 654, verses 1, 2, and verse 6, please.
Almighty sovereign of the skies, to thee let songs of gladness rise. Each grateful heart its tribute bring, and every voice thy goodness sing, and every voice thy goodness sing. From thee our choices blessings flow, like health and strength thy hands bestow. The daily good thy creatures share springs from thy providential care, springs from thy providential care. Let every power of heart and tongue unite to swell the grateful song, while age and youth in chorus join and praise the majesty divine, and praise the majesty divine.
The Lord has laid in my heart this morning to bring a Thanksgiving sermon. Some would say, why? But we have another Thanksgiving sermon. We had it in Sunday school this morning, and we're going to have a service on Wednesday evening. Brothers and sisters, I feel we live in a time when so many people are unthankful. For those who listen to the radio a lot, and those who are unfortunate enough to have television in their homes, about all you hear today is complaining, unrest, unthankfulness. And I think it affects us as Christians, and we need to be aware of that. So God has laid this on my heart this morning. It's entitled, Which of the Ten Am I? Which of the Ten Are You? When a number of years ago, I shared a message using the same example, a true happening, but I felt led to share it again. Back in 1860, a boy by the name of Eddie Spencer was a student at Northwestern University. One morning late in September, the report came that a passenger boat in the cold, icy waters of Lake Michigan had sunk. Eddie Spencer was an outstanding swimmer. He plunged into the lake and he saved a survivor who was clinging on a piece of wreckage. 17 times he plunged back into that cold, chilly water in the lake of the lake. Each time he saved a life. As a result of his overexertion, Eddie ruined his health. He became an invalid and he had to give up his chosen career. Many years later, R.A. Torrey was preaching. In his sermon, he told about how many years ago this young man had rescued 17 people from the icy waters of Lake Michigan. Eddie was in the audience that night. When the preacher learned of this, he had some help him to come up on the pulpit. He was carried there. He was asked this question. What one thing about the whole experience stands out in your mind? And Eddie Spencer answered, the one fact that I can't forget is that out of the entire 17 that were rescued, not one of them ever came back to say thanks. It's hard to imagine that people can be so ungrateful. But just how much must it grieve our Heavenly Father, who constantly blesses us in so many ways, and too many times we do not thank Him for it. Are you and I among the 17? What happens when we're not thankful? When we're not thankful, there's ingratitude. And ingratitude always leads to departure from God. Take notice what God's Word says in Romans 1:21. This is the nature of fallen man. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, and became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. God's Word commands us to be thankful. But in order for us to be thankful, we need to remember. We need to remember the blessings of God instead of the problems in our life. Thinking and thankfulness go together. In Psalm 105 and verse 1, "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing songs unto Him, talk you all of His wonderful works. Glory you in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength and seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth." In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You know, it's much easier to think and remember the problems in our life rather than the many, many blessings that we take for granted. Let us this morning be thankful for material blessings, physical blessings, and above all, spiritual blessings. Let us be thankful for material blessings. You know, from the standpoint of material blessings, we as Americans have difficulty realizing how rich we are. When you hear all the people complaining all the time about everything here, it's hard to look and be thankful. Let us compare our daily lifestyle to the many as a billion people in other countries, in some countries. Take out all the furniture in your home except for one table and a couple of chairs. Use blankets and pads for beds. Take away all your clothing except for your oldest dress or shirt or blouse. Leave only one pair of shoes. Empty the pantry and the refrigerator except for a small bag of flour, some sugar and salt, a few potatoes, some onions, and a dish of dried beans. Dismantle the bathroom. Shut off the running water. Remove all electrical wiring in your house. Take away the house itself and move the family into the tool shed, having one or two rooms. Place your house in a shanty town. Cancel all subscriptions to newspapers, magazines, book clubs. This is no great loss because many of us could never read anyway. Leave only one radio for the whole shanty town. Move the nearest hospital or clinic 10 miles away and put a midwife in charge instead of a doctor. And if you're admitted, you have to bring your own food. Throw away your bank books, your stock certificates, your pension plans, your credit cards, and insurance policies. Leave the family a cash hoard of $10. Give the head of the family a few acres to cultivate on which he can raise a few hundred dollars of cash crops, of which one-third will go to the landlord and one-tenth to the moneylenders. Lop off 25 years or more in life expectancy. In regard to material blessings, which one of the 10 am I? Which one of the 10 are you? Let us be thankful for physical blessings. You know, as humans, we have 5 different senses: the eyesight, smell, taste, hearing, and touch. How much do you appreciate your eyesight? I'd like to ask us to shut our eyes tight just for a moment. Can you imagine going through life with that darkness all the time? I shared this before, but some of our younger people probably never heard this. About 30 years ago, there was a doctor by the name of Dr. Lindsay in Harrisburg. He was blind. I think he went blind at 5 or 6 years of age. He had stayed in our home different times in visitation after his wife had passed away. And I remember one time we were having a Thanksgiving service, and he wasn't feeling well that night. And I said, "Dr. Lindsay, you want me to leave a light on as we go to church? You use the light to come to church with us." He said, "Merle, it's no use to leave a light on. It's always darkness. Always darkness." Helen Keller said, "It'd be a blessing if each one of us were blind and deaf for a few days of our adult life. Oh, how we would appreciate our sight and our hearing." Can you imagine, like Dr. Lindsay, he had a wife and 2 daughters. He never saw their face physically. How thankful we can look at a wife, a husband, the children, our grandchildren, our friends. Are we thankful for a beautiful sunrise or a sunset? All the beauties of nature. Do we thank the Lord for our eyesight? The next one is our smell. We who live in the country appreciate the smell of new mowed hay. This just does something to us. Our fresh baked bread or cookies when we come home and our wife is baking. Our flowers, or the warning of danger, gas leaks or smoke that we detect with our smell. How about our taste? Our land is so full of so many good tasting food. We take for granted most of us eat too much. How much do we thank the Lord that we can go to the store and buy almost anything that's grown in this world? How about refreshing water? There's nothing more refreshing to drink than cool, cool water. Can we thank the Lord for that? If we live in sun countries where there wasn't hardly any water, but we turn the spigot open, it flows, and we take it for granted. How about a hearing? The beautiful birds singing, a rooster crowing, the voice of our loved ones. Can you imagine never being able to hear the voice of your wife and your husband and your children? Beautiful sounding music. How about the touch? It warns us of danger, such as a hot stove or a sharp object. The loving touch of a husband, a wife, or a friend. Hugs from our grandchildren that we can feel. Are we thankful for a sound mind? If I was to mention this morning, a lot of you would know of a dear brother and sister. She's Alzheimer's. She's in a home. Her husband goes to visit her. And she tells people who are there, "I don't know why that man always comes in this room and sits here. I don't know him." Her husband that she lived with for years. We go into places with mental hospitals. Are we thankful that we have a solid mind? That we can praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people don't like rainy days. You ever stop to think, if God would only allow the sun to shine one day a month, wouldn't we be more thankful? As wives, are you thankful for your husband who works hard to provide material and spiritual, give you spiritual guidance as a family, when he spends time with you as a family? Husbands, are you thankful for your wife who has given up her name to be under your protection and authority? Does all that washing and cleaning and preparing meals and teaching the children the ways of the Lord, what is her worth? How much do you thank God for her? How much do you thank her? Parents, the souls of the children that God the Lord has given into our care to raise them for His glory, are they learning to be thankful through our example as parents and grandparents? Children, are you thankful for praying and godly, honoring parents? Daddy works hard. Mother works hard. Mother went through the valley of the shadow of death to bring you into life. And many times when you're sick, she was up the wee nights and wee hours of the morning caring for you. But most of all, they're concerned about your eternal soul. Young people, if you would realize how many tears are shed, how many hours are await for you as children and grandchildren, if you would walk in the ways of the Lord, you would be more faithful. You know, most people today, well, most people throughout life, wish they could change some things about themselves. Some would like to be taller. Some would like to be smarter. Some would like to be shorter. And they call them handicaps. And maybe we do have some things that we think are handicaps, but in the Lord's sight, they're not. Are we thankful even for those things? George Matterson was a blind preacher from Scotland. This was his prayer. He said, "My God, I never thanked you for my thorn. I thanked you many times for my roses, but never once for my thorn. Teach me the glory of my cross. Teach me the value of my thorn. Show me that I have climbed to thee by the path of pain. Show me that my tears have made my rainbow. Father, help me to learn well the lessons that I need to learn." Are we thankful even for hard places and handicaps in life? On a short-term missionary trip, a missionary was leading worship in a leper colony on the island. And you know, many people who have the disease of leprosy, their body parts deteriorate. And this woman was turned away from the pulpit for a while, but then she turned around toward him. And this missionary said it was the most hideous face I had ever seen. The woman's nose and ears were entirely gone. And she lifted up a fingerless hand in the air and asked, "Can we sing? Count your blessings." Overcome with the emotions, the missionary left the service. And one of the team members said, "I guess you'll never be able to sing that song again." "Yes, I will," he said. "But I'll never sing it the same way." In regard to physical blessings, which are the 10 of mine? Which are the 10 of you? Thirdly, let's be thankful for spiritual blessings. An unsaved farmer went to church and heard a sermon in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. "The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people does not consider." One day, as this farmer was feeding his cattle, one of them started licking his arm as if to thank him. Instantly, the Holy Spirit flashed conviction on the farmer's mind. He started to cry, "Oh, how wonderful God's word is! This poor, dumb animal is really more grateful than I have been to God. And yet, I'm in debt to God for everything. What a sinner am I?" And through that experience, he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15 says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Putting that in my words, we need to be thankful unto God for his Son. His gift is too wonderful to express with words. Just too wonderful. Which one of the 10 are you? Which one of the 10 am I? Are you like me? Sometimes I'm ashamed because of my lack of thankfulness. A lost sinner, headed for hell, but Jesus saved me. The Holy Spirit touched me, and now I'm a child of God through Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and who has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." How thankful are we that Jesus hung on Calvary's cross and provided salvation for every person who ever lived. How thankful are we for God's precious word? It's at our fingertips. Most of us have many Bibles in our homes, but is it precious to us? 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." A God who has cared that much to allow his Son to die. One who cares for us day after day, week after week, year after year. The sweet promises we have. If for sickness, we have a James 5, the call for the elders. And God has promised. He has promised. Other promises, the spiritual message of salvation is to people who need the Lord, and this world's full of needy people. We're living in this time, in these last days, to share that message with others. We need to do it in our personal life with our families, first of all, and our neighbors in the workplace, throughout the whole world. Do we take our religious freedom for granted? I just finished reading a book, as I'm sure many of you have read, of a girl from Romania. "He Knows My Size" is the title of the book. It's written that she was brought up, she had a Christian father. Her mother wasn't too spiritual, but her father was. It's a large family. And got to the place when she went to school that God was discredited like it is today. And she often wondered, is there really a God? And she asked God for three things. She said, "Show me that you're God." The first one was a pair of shoes. And the shoes were the right size. God knows my size. God knows your size. That's the God who said it. How thankful are we for brothers and sisters who have prayed for us and helped us mature in God's will? How we thank those who have encouraged us and lifted us up in hard times when we had a heavy load? Have we taken time to thank the Lord and also them? You know, thanksgiving is mentioned 162 times in the scripture. Thanksgiving means to acknowledge with gladness all the blessings God has bestowed upon us. It is an outward expression of telling God that we appreciate what he is doing for us. It is acknowledging the fact that everything we have is a result of God and others who invested in us. But too many times, loved ones, we forget because we want more, more, more. Oh, how we need to be thankful people. Unthankful people are discontented. And our world is full of discontented people. And discontentment is the price we pay for not being thankful. Remember the verse I shared in Romans 1:21 at the beginning? This is a tendency of sinful men. Remember that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Loved ones, this is today. Don't we live in a thankless age? Unthankful. There's so many people today who do not want to hear nothing about God. They do not believe in God. And when people do not believe in God, you can expect anything else. And that's what's happening in the church today, the Church of the Brethren. Some years ago, there was a study made whether the Word of God is eternal and we can accept it as God's full Word. And at that time, part of the report was brought back that they do not accept the whole Bible as the Word of God. And that is why today, the issues of almost anything is coming up. Divorce and remarriage is accepted as a norm of those now homosexual. Just another step when we don't believe God's Word. As Christians, we're commanded to be thankful in all things. For those around us know we're thankful people. I believe the more real our salvation is to us through Jesus' shed blood, the more thankful we will be seeing in our lives. As this world is close to its sunset in God's timetable, which of the ten are you? Which of the ten are not? In closing, I'd like to mention three men from the Scripture. Three men of God. The first was Noah in Genesis 6. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was a just man, perfect in his generation. And take notice what it says, Noah walked with God. The other one is in Genesis 5, is Enoch. And Enoch walked with God, he was not, for God took him. Walking with God, that's what's needed today. And be thankful. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. The greatest statement that could ever be said of any person is that he or she walked with God. Are you walking with God as a thankful person? Oh, how we need to walk faithfully with the Lord as a thankful child. I believe when we do that, we can claim God's promises. First of all, we have the promise of His presence. I am with thee. In Psalm 23 and verse 4, they that will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We can claim the promise of His relationship. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. I am thy God. In Psalm 1, the Lord is my shepherd. Shall not want. And His promise, I will strengthen thee. At Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'd like to plead with us this morning. Let us seek to know His will, to do His will, and to love His will. And the commandment is that we would praise God, love Him, thank Him, and glorify His name above everything else. We need to keep telling ourselves of God's tender mercies because we have ingrained the tendency to forget. We must never forget the good things He does for us. As we consider these things, each of us, whatever our frame of mind, should stop and say, as for me, I will praise the Lord. Recollecting God's tender mercies needs warm hearts, and warm hearts help to stir others to praise His holy name. I trust as we go into this Thanksgiving time, that wouldn't just be on Thursday, would be a continual daily practice in our lives to be a thankful people.